Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ohio gozaimasu. Welcome to the High Potion Podcast. It's me, Steve.
It's me, Halls. Buddy, the game awards are over. And as I was sitting here today doing stuff around the house, getting ready to record with you, you know, whenever you're ready, I was like, okay, cool. What all got announced? I can't remember. Like, I mean, there's obvious stuff that made like a big impact on me, and there was cool stuff, but it, you know, if we're going to compare game awards, last year's was maybe a little more exciting.
I think so.
But, you know, I also don't think it's not bad.
That there's kid, some fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. That kid, you know, we didn't have a fucking Bill Clinton's rabbi situation again this year. Did you see all the security in those aisles?
Yeah, sheesh. Jeff Keighley was not going to have a repeat of that.
And, you know, we did our stream. I felt like it was a good time from what I can remember. I might have gotten a little too gummied up, been a little too excited for the first stream in the new place. But, man, actually, as I sit here and go through this list, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Oh, yeah, that's cool. So I'm a little wrong there. Mm-hmm. One thing, though, terrible names for some of these games, bro.
Yeah, that's the theme of the night, it seemed like.
Yeah, in 2025. Randy yeah. started making the 2025 joke early, and it paid dividends through the rest of the night.
Mm-hmm. Enough to where whenever we saw something with 2024, we were like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. And there were a couple of things that, you know, were surprise reveals. Like, you know, some of this stuff made a lot of sense, right? And there was a couple. I was like, please tell me they're releasing this today. Please tell me they're releasing this today. Shadow drop it. And then they did kind of shadow drop a couple of things, which was interesting.
Nothing that we wanted, though.
Well, nothing
that we're rooting for.
Well, yeah, Baldur's Gate 3 on Xbox. That's a big
one. That's nice. Yeah, that's real nice for the Xbox peeps who haven't had a chance to play it yet.
Yeah, yeah. But what's so weird is, like, they showed that Baldur's Gate thing, and then they weren't like, oh, by the way, it's available on Xbox now. Like, as it was starting, Steve and I were like, okay, cool, they're going to announce the Xbox release date. And then there was no date or anything. And then later in that evening, I got online to fucking start downloading Rogue Trader. And I was like, oh shit, Baldur's Gate is live. It was so weird.
Hey, can I ask you a stupid technical question?
Of course.
Our timer is not going on Skype. We are recording, right?
Yeah, I don't record on Skype. I record on my little Z.
Gotcha. So, okay. Yeah, just was making sure that because that timer wasn't going, we weren't recording. Didn't want to get too far, you know?
Bro, that would have sucked. And I got to be like, ho ho, we had technical difficulties. And, you know, so what we're going to do today, we're going to talk about the Game Awards reveals. Also, talk a little bit about Grand Theft Auto 6 because. That was another weird one too, where, you know, they were like, we're going to be showing you the first trailer in early December. And so everybody was like, cool, Game Awards, cool. And right. It was not. Now, granted, there was a leak that seemingly kind of forced their hands, but it didn't seem like it was going to be in the Game Awards proper anyway, either way.
Right. And then they released like the the screenshot of when their trailer was going to come out.
Uh-huh.
And it was so funny, like four other games immediately ripped off their style of it.
Yep.
And you beat themselves, including Halo.
Bro, and it looks sick. Grand Theft, I mean, we haven't seen a lot of gameplay. It was, you know, very cinematic, but in engine, I can't wait.
Oh my God. Yeah. You want to talk about like the most anticipated game that I can think about?
Buh.
It's going to be that one.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But yeah, I think, you know, I think there's a lot of cool stuff to look forward to from the Game Awards. I think, you know, the next year is starting to sort of come together for what we can expect. You know, obviously, I still think my big question for next year is what's Sony's sort of big exclusive of the year. You know, obviously, Spider-Man 2 was that for, you know, the end of the year this year and stuff like that. And didn't, as far as I can remember, didn't really get any idea about that, you know?
No, because Wolverine is now rumored to be a 2025 release.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to hold out hope that it's next year, but I'm also not going to be surprised if it... 2025, it could be insane with, I mean, the fact that Grand Theft Auto 6 is there alone.
Mm-hmm. That pushes it up over
pushes it up.
Your normal every year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, so what'd you think about the Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer sort of as a whole, buddy?
Oh, man, I was blown away. I mean... I think I read somewhere in a couple of places people were like, it doesn't look that good. It just kind of looks like GTA. And I couldn't disagree more. Like, I thought it looked fantastic. The physics on display looked great. The fact that all that was in engine is insane to me.
Like, I don't know if it's just because I've played GTA 5 somewhat recently, within the last 6 months or so. Mm-hmm. I was fucking around with it. And then Will and I played a little bit of GTA Online. But immediately looked like a step up in quality. And, you know, I, of course, understand the argument of like, well, you know, graphics aren't everything, and I agree, you know. But you're also talking about a studio and a franchise who, you know, for a very long time now have kind of been pushing that envelope, the graphical mm-hmm. fidelity envelope. And what I saw on display in that trailer led me to believe that that's just going to continue, you know. And you remember, was it last year, the year before, whenever the Grand Theft Auto 5 or 6 leaks happened, and it was the mm-hmm. real early footage? You know, that didn't look super, super great, but it was fucking early footage. So
exactly, yeah. Man, I'll tell you what, you know, the game's set in Miami,
mm-hmm.
it's just across the state from me,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like they have captured the S of Florida in this game.
Yeah, I mean, I've already seen people showing comparisons from scenes in the trailer to actual like weird viral Florida man moments mm-hmm. over the years. And I was like, oh, okay, all right, that makes sense. I see the vibe they're going for this one, and it makes total sense.
Yep, you're going to be able to, if you enjoyed feeding people to alligators in Red Dead Redemption, I imagine that you're going to be able to do that again here.
Oh yeah, they're going to be carrying that fucking gameplay mechanic. Yeah, man, I'm really looking forward to it now. You know, I was initially kind of thinking that game might be next year, and who knows, you know, it could have been initially planned for next year.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm hoping is the 2025 date includes the delay already. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's what I'm thinking. I was thinking they were just getting ahead of it. We're
being
not
conservative.
Doing anything specific. Yeah, let's be conservative with this date. We're just going to flat out say 2025. You don't have to come. Yeah, and that way, you know, who knows? Could be early 2025.
Could be late.
You know, we could be looking at nearly 2 years wait from now.
We're well past the era when big games only come out during the holiday season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can do it year round, and if you're a big enough name, i.e. a Grand Theft Auto 6, you can just announce it and people are going to fucking clear the way, right? But yeah, I'm really excited for it. I'll be honest, I think it should be really fucking cool, you know. And it's not like we don't have a lot of things to look forward to between now and 2025 and other things in 2025 as well.
Yeah.
I really want to see, I'm very, very interested, even though it's not something I spend a lot of time with or have spent a lot of time with. I do kind of wonder how Grand Theft Auto Online evolves, right? Mm-hmm. From its current iteration to sort of the era of Grand Theft Auto 6. That'll be interesting, I think.
Me having to come home to my second job working as a stripper in Grand Theft Auto 6. Well, trying.
I'll pick up the same shifts as you, my dude. I'll be making them clap.
Clocking in. Uh-huh. Clapping some cheeks.
Uh-huh. So yeah, man, I mean, you know, between now and the release of that game, we're going to get actual gameplay footage and all kinds of other stuff. This is just literally the beginning of Grand Theft Auto's promotional period. It's going to be insane. It's going to be to the fact where I'm sure in the weeks leading up where we're going to be like, all right, I'm tired of seeing commercials and shit. It's like when a new Star Wars movie comes out and they drip feed it like, oh, the first trailer, and then, oh, the second trailer. And then every time I turn on YouTube, it's a new Star Wars trailer with new footage I haven't seen yet. And I feel like I've seen 3/4 of the movie by the time I go, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's going to be the same thing with Grand Theft Auto 6. They're trying to follow up the best-selling video game of all time.
Yep.
12 years later. 12 years. It might as well be called Grand Theft Auto 6 Fear Inoculum, Steve.
The views for the YouTube trailer have
insane.
Smashed records.
Yeah, insane.
Yeah, so fast. So, yeah, to say it's highly anticipated is underselling it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an easy first day buy. They could jack the price up to $120. I'm still going to buy it.
Well, I mean, you know, they're going to have multiple editions, and yeah, I guarantee you there's a $100 plus digital version, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that comes with like Shark Bucks for the
GTA Shark set. Bucks and probably online. A little meth butt plug.
Meth. I wonder if there's going to be a meth mechanic in this. I bet there is.
I mean, peace and love, my dude, but it's Florida. Yeah, they're better. Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to see what it is. You know, that's always exciting. It's just crazy to think about, you know, how fast Grand Theft Auto 3, Vice City, and San Andreas came out after each other. And then 4 and 5 weren't terribly apart. And, of mm-mm. course, you had Red Dead, in the original Red Dead in the middle, and now Red Dead in the middle of 5 and 6. But 12 years is a long time. By the time Elder Scrolls 6 comes out, they'll probably break the record. It'll be more than 12 years by the time that game comes out.
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely in the era where the follow-up to these extremely popular games take much longer to come out than they used to, you know.
Yeah, and games are just getting so much bigger and more complicated.
Yeah.
You know.
And I do not want Rockstar fucking cracking the whip on its workers so I can twerk for $4 teddy bar, you know?
Yeah, like, y'all take your time.
Take your time. I'll be here, all right? I got a serial killer room that I got to figure out. Like, I got time. You guys got time. Let's do this, all right? Don't get anybody killed working for this dumb game. But yeah, just insane that it's actually happening something. And what's insane about it is, we all knew it was coming. It's been talked about for years. You know there was no way they weren't going to do a Grand Theft Auto 6. It's just taken a while.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that's exciting is certainly because of the long development of their games, whatever's after Grand Theft Auto 6, which I would assume is probably Red Dead 3, is all probably in very early development right now as well, you know. The crazy thing about that is probably on the next generation of consoles, to be mm-hmm. honest.
Yep.
So, Game Awards. Now, I'm not super interested in going through and...
Rehashing the awards?
Rehashing the winners. I will say this. Like, I like the Game Awards. I love any event I can get excited about where I get to see something cool and new, right? So I loved E3. I love the, you know, Summer Games Fest or whatever they do now. I love Star Wars Celebration, shit like that. As far as that kind of stuff went, you know, that's more what I'm interested in talking about, and we certainly will. It was pretty good. The awards part of it was an afterthought at best.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I feel these like people were rushed off stage so fast.
I feel like we got to see 3 or 4 awards actually accepted, you know? And I think, honestly, I think they need to add more time to the show and not for reveals, more time for, because it's, you know, this is not the Academy Awards or the Grammys or anything. This is an industry that doesn't really have that kind of recognition to it, right? So you don't tune in and watch the Grammys and they're like, holy shit, guys, guess what? Shadow dropped a new Taylor Swift album. Right? You know, it's mm-hmm. it's not trailers and teasers for upcoming music. Like, it's the people that make that stuff getting the recognition. And granted, the Grammys have way more categories and there's a lot of stuff that doesn't get shown on TV, but like 4 awards for the people that like killed it this year in video gaming. Like, that Baldur's Gate crew, just delightful, man. I will say, happy to report that Steve and I kind of nailed most of the predictions on who would win what. Like, Baldur's Gate was without question the game that was going to win Game of the Year. Love to see it. I was personally surprised by how many awards Alan Wake won. Alan Wake 2. I'm not saying it wasn't deserved by any means, but
no, that game kind of was the star of the show, in my opinion, because I think it won more than people thought. Now, Baldur's Gate certainly deserved to win it.
Yeah.
And I don't think that was even close. You know,
now, not a single win for Spider-Man is ridiculous, mm-hmm. I think. You know,
that's tough.
It's a tough year for them.
I think, you know, they were nominated for so many categories that in and of itself, I guess, was the achievement for them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when we're looking at it versus the old game, it's and I'm not saying this like it's a bad thing, but there wasn't much in the way of, like, advancing the gameplay in any sort of meaningful way. It tightened it up a lot.
Yeah.
There was some good stuff. It was a great game. I think where that game had its best chance to win was like in narrative and stuff
direction.
Like that.
Direction.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, which both things it was excellent at, but Alan Wake
it was
in terms of both of those things was really tough to beat this year. Yeah.
You know what? It's Spider-Man 2 was the Horizon of this year at the Game Awards, where, you know, those Horizon games, fucking solid. They just have picked the worst time to release. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
first one came out around Breath of the Wild. Second one came out around Elden Ring.
Tough.
Mm-hmm.
Tough.
You know, I thought the dude that plays Asterion in Baldur's Gate, I thought his accepted speech was delightful. It was awesome, touching. Mm-hmm. They should not have played him off.
No, especially, you know, when he was saying something so awesome.
I know, man.
I was even Final Fantasy was able to win.
Yeah,
now soundtrack, wasn't it?
Yep. I listen.
Well deserved.
A Final Fantasy 16 came away with an award, and I was like, "Look, they're not going to get best RPG. They're not going to get best direction." Even though I felt, you know, they were strong in both those categories. Love seeing Final Fantasy get a win, though. They Final Fantasy 14 should have won best ongoing. Without a doubt. And I like Cyberpunk, and I'm not here to talk about Cyberpunk.
Yeah, no, we're not going to talk too much shit. But yeah, that was that. We talked about that already in the other one.
Yeah,
it's a weird category.
Weird category for them to be in, and it almost felt like they were like, well, what category could we put Cyberpunk in that it could conceivably win and have a little bit of that redemption story to it?
Look, all I'm saying is, as I'm playing this game right now.
Yeah, Cyberpunk, you're balls deep in Phantom Liberty.
35 hours in. And if this game had just released this year, Baldur's Gate 3 wouldn't be winning Game of the Year.
Right.
But since it's just a game that released 3 years ago that has taken 3 years to get to where it should be, it's considered an ongoing game. Nah, not for me.
Nah, man. It's especially considering they were like, by the way, this next big update is the last big update. We got to move on. That's not ongoing, right? You know, fucking Destiny is ongoing. I don't want to see Destiny win anything, not because of that I don't like the game, but just because of the shit that's been going on at Bungie. Fortnite, Final Fantasy 14, all of those are
Apex. Yeah.
Apex. All right. So Will and I have been playing Fortnite semi-regularly for about 2 years now, coming up on probably close to 2 years. And I really like it. You know, it's fun just to get in there and goof around. And one of the things I always like is, because Fortnite's like the Funko Pop of video games, where they just seemingly are able to get just about any license, right?
They literally will put any motherfucking buddy in that game. Yeah. They'll be like, coming up, we've got Henry Kissinger.
Yeah,
Fortnite. Osama bin Laden in Fortnite.
Dropping the gritty in their little spider cave, you know? And I've constantly said, please let them do Final Fantasy. Please, please, please let them do Final Fantasy. Because I want to fucking run around and fucking doo-doo stomp kids before bedtime as, you know, any number of my favorite Final Fantasy characters. Mostly Tifa. And then one of the reveals during the Game Awards is that Apex Legends is getting Final Fantasy VII content. I said, guys, wrong one.
That was also funny. It's like, hey, you guys want to play some Apex Legends? Yeah. This is all over.
Yeah, yeah. One of the funnier sort of quote-unquote reveals to me was that you guys did the wrong game. But yeah, there was, besides Cyberpunk winning, and it's, like I said, I'm not here to shit on CD Projekt Red or that game. Otherwise, all the reveals seemed in, or not reveals, all the awards seemed in line with kind of what I thought was going to happen. Street Fighter VI won Fighting Game of the Year. It was, in my opinion, the only option
out
of the given nominees.
And Ed Boon was there to like present the award. He was like, oh man, they wouldn't have invited me out here if we didn't win. No, sorry, Ed.
Well, even if you did win, Ed, you would have just had the wonderful fucking honor of Jeff Keighley being like, and winner is Mortal Kombat 1. Next up, for best esports player heard of. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just one of those awards he real quick screams out between trailers.
Yeah. And I still want to know what the fuck that evil-ass device that he had up on stage that he kept almost stepping into. And
it was it's the energy from all the sacrifices backstage, like it's channeled into this kind of device that when he steps in, it energizes him.
And he can mind link with Miyazaki and fucking convince him to so
it sates him during the broadcast so he doesn't have to surreptitiously eat an audience member during like Hideo Kojima's reveal or something.
Of OD, which he just showed people talking into a camera for 30 seconds, and then Jordan Peele came out and was like, I'm in this too.
Oh,
I was
man.
Like, fuck yeah, cool.
That was the one where you could tell Keighley was definitely thinking about killing Kojima's translator.
Oh my God, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then for the rest of the night, if there was a translator on stage, they minded those P's and Q's. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah.
Every
yeah.
other translator was like, I am making it out of this alive. You're not putting me in that device.
They were hitting their Dead by Daylight skill chips.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. We noticed like a trend of people wearing red.
Yep. Jeff. Jeff pointed that out.
The secret Jeff Keighley Society. There was like a lady who was wearing red, and she had like a freaking Freddy Krueger claw on one hand or something.
There was some weird shit. That Jeff Keighley might be the one person in this world that I would believe if you told me like he's into adrenochrome or whatever the fuck that is. I'd be like, I believe it 100%.
There's definitely some Eyes Wide Shut shit happening backstage at the Game Awards,
bro. That's just people fucking and sucking till the cows come home. There's something
deeper and darker going behind Steve.
So speaking of Miyazaki, you and I both convinced that Shadow of the Erd Tree was going to be shown off.
We were going to get something. Yeah. I thought we were going to get a release date, but, you know, turns out they're not quite ready for it yet, you know? So,
man, when is that happening?
I don't know, but the longer we let them cook, the bigger my expectations are getting for it. Like, I've been hearing rumors like they're adding a Bloodborne's worth of game to Elden Ring.
Oh, my Lord. Bro, what if it comes out and it's just horse armor? I mean, it'd be really cool, fucked up looking horse armor, but what if they just did horse armor? That shit would be
We've been waiting 2 years.
Two years for horse armor? That shit would be sick.
Oh, man. He should get some armor, though. Little torrent head ass. He's tired of drinking that flask in the middle of combat. Uh-huh. Yes, I'll take one torrent health flask, please.
One alcohol, please. Yeah, man. I'm still kind of surprised that there wasn't anything.
Yeah, their big reveal for this one was Monster Hunter, the new Monster Hunter.
Yes. Right? Yeah. Wilds,
which you and I are both kind of excited about.
Yeah, because we've only talked for probably close to a decade, not even that long, but pretty close.
Yeah, there's some franchises you and I have been talking about a lot.
We want to play real bad. And I was like, is this the one, Steve? Maybe this is the one.
I think it's the one, man. Let's do it. Cause
2025.
From what I understand, the more recent one, Rise, I guess, was more like
older.
Kind of, it's like more old school Monster Hunter. You know, I think most people thought Monster Hunter World was the better game because it was like a more
updated,
felt newer. Yeah. So I'm hoping that this one, since it's like strictly next gen game, and will introduce more in the lines of innovation, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. Looks great already.
It looks great already. You know, I think, I would love if we got in and had our silly little Monster Hunter nights with this game. So, I remember a Monster Hunter World came out sort of towards the beginning of the year it came out in 2018. So 7 years later, damn.
So yeah, hopefully this one is coming in 2025.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll be early 2025.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope so.
You know, Capcom, when you think about it,
they've been on an incredible,
they usually
run.
Have a pretty big release at the beginning of every year. Like Resident Evil 4 came out
pretty early.
This year. Dragon's Dogma is coming out early next year. So I would bet that Monster Hunter Wilds is going to be early 2025. April is going to be my guess. Yeah,
I would think so too. And then one of the other weirder announcements was the fucking Sega announcement. Because when it started,
five games.
Yeah, when it started, I was like, oh, are they doing some kind of collection or something? You know, because they were showing off Jet Set Radio and Shinobi,
and then
and
all
Golden
of a sudden
Axe.
I'm like, holy shit, that's Golden Axe.
Yeah.
What the hell?
And then Streets of Rage and Crazy Taxi, they literally announced they have five games in development. So they're making a new Jet Set Radio, a new Shinobi, a new Golden Axe, another new Streets of Rage. Streets of Rage 4, not that old at this point, and Crazy Taxi. I am down to play any of these franchises. Hopefully.
All of them.
Yeah, like, I do kind of think it's weird that in that trailer they showed what was probably the worst Golden Axe game, which was like that Golden Axe Beast Rider 3D game that came out on the 360. I thought that was a weird choice.
Yeah, and, you know, peace and love, but and Jet Set Radio and Crazy Taxi are both fantastic games. Looking forward to seeing what they do with them. But I'm really interested in Golden Axe Shinobi and Streets of Rage. You know, those are... Those are my shit, man.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then, obviously, we had the Hideo Kojima. We had the Kojima reveal, right? He and Jeff Keighley are blood brothers. They've fucking drank the blood of the lamb. and this is... So it was not that long ago where they revealed that he was working on an Xbox exclusive game. Separate from, you know, Death Stranding 2.
and I could not tell you what the fuck this game is.
No, it's typical, like, Kojima weirdness.
Yeah.
Vague. It's just three people in extremely tight close-ups on their faces and
talking. And, yeah. Being yeah. stern and shit.
It looks like it might fall in. What was that game that came out last year? Won some awards. I can't think of the name of it.
Oh, the one where you're like the lady was being stalked.
Yep, you're watching film clips like the whole time. I can't think of the name of it.
It might be, but who knows? It could be another fucking Amazon delivery fucking
PP simulator.
Yeah, PP poo poo simulator.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll have to see.
Yeah, I imagine that game's probably a couple years off anyways.
Yeah.
Especially considering there wasn't a single bit of gameplay shown. Jordan Peele's involvement in it, I think that's cool. Like, anytime a dude that's got that kind of heat behind him in another industry decides to dip their toe in video games, I think it can only lead to good things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Yeah. It's going to be weird. I know that much.
Yep. Yep.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Then there was the God of War Ragnarok DLC, Valhalla. It's apparently like a roguelike mode. That was the joke you made, was that I guess Sony's new thing is adding a roguelike mode to all their games.
Yep, because The Last of Us 2 is getting one.
Yep.
This is nice. Free DLC.
Yeah.
You know, if you love that game, you'll probably like this.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Now, I do think this is cool.
Ooh, and this was a big one, in my opinion.
Bro, I got to be honest. When they first started showing the, because it was an Arcane trailer, and we like, Dishonored 3. Nope. And like, as it kept going, I was like, are they doing another vampire game? What the fuck is wrong with them? They just fucking stunk up the whole place with Redfall earlier this year. And then it turns out it's Blade.
Marvel's Blade.
Blade.
Yeah, so this is really exciting to me. From what I understand, this game is just getting going in terms of development. So I don't think this may be like a 2026
or
game.
Later, even.
Or later, perhaps, as well. And it's a good chance that that motherfucker is only going to be on Xbox.
Yeah, because Xbox own Arcane. Mm-hmm. It's a mature, single-player, third-person game set in the heart of Paris. Okay.
I'm in.
then... Final Fantasy 16. We knew, because they announced earlier this year, that there were going to be two story expansions for Final Fantasy 16. Mm-hmm. And not only did they announce them, they shadow dropped one that day.
The first one, yeah.
Yep.
And these take place prior to
the big
the last
battle.
Mission.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you kind of have to go to previous save, I guess, or to do them.
Well, I think once you beat 16, it kind of puts you
new
back.
New game plus.
Well, I think if like when you beat 16, you can go back in and it's got your save right before you go to that big final.
I gotcha. Are you scrolling down? You scrolled past a couple of important things. I just wanted to make sure that the No Man's Sky one.
Ah, No Man's Sky, yep. Oh, that's right. This
we can't
dude.
skip over
oh
that one.
Oh my god, yeah, this poor bastard. Be careful, man. Be careful.
Light no fire indeed. So yeah, so the guy from Hello Games, Sean Murray, I think is his name, he announced their new game, which is a looks like No Man's Sky, but like a fantasy version.
And set on a single planet.
Mm-hmm, one planet, yeah. So it looks fun. Looks real fun.
It looks real fun, but be careful, dude. Just remember.
Under promise, over deliver, man.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, we. Because listen, you got that redemption story chance once. Don't push for a second.
Right, yeah. You know? You don't want to make that
your thing.
You're always your thing, yeah.
No, because
hopefully
then,
they can take the lessons learned from the last game and put it to this one. He did say that they have a very small team working on it because I guess most people are still just working on No Man's Sky. But
right,
you know, this is probably a little ways off. 2025. They didn't even give a date. I would imagine 2026 with that one too. So
yeah,
but also going to be fun. I can't. That looks like something we could all play together easily and have a good time. So
yeah, I think so too. So yeah, one of those Final Fantasy 16 DLCs, Echoes of the Fallen, available immediately. I have it installed. I haven't played it yet.
Your face when they announced that was pretty good.
I was like, fuck yeah, finally. I've been wanting a shadow drop all night. And then the Rising Tide is coming in spring of next year. Rise of the Ronin. Okay, this is a game we've seen a couple of times before. It's a Team Ninja open world game.
This is a PlayStation exclusive, isn't it?
I guess. I don't really know.
I'm pretty sure this is a PlayStation exclusive. Yeah, it just says PlayStation 5 down there. So it's in early 2024. So we're not too far off from this.
Yeah, March 22nd of next year, mm-hmm. barring any kind of delays or anything.
Yeah, and was this the... There was one that looked weird, like kind of a samurai game. I don't think it was this one.
Oh, what was that? I can't remember. It was another one.
This one looks more just like, you know, it's Team Ninja, so it's going to be like real action heavy.
Yeah.
Difficult.
Lots of Japanese inspired or Japanese as hell games in this game awards.
That's our studio when we...
Japanese as hell games. Yeah, man. Fuck yeah. Ooh, woo. Skull and Bones, this poor fucking game. It's got a release date. Move along. You know, they have the next game from the Life is Strange creators. I know those games are super popular and have a pretty passionate fan base. I'm sure they're stoked about that one.
Yeah, game I have not played.
Me neither. Dragon Ball's Sparking Zero.
Arena Fighter.
Yeah, Arena Fighter. Maybe not my 100% thing. Now this, however, No Rest for the Wicked.
Mm-hmm. This is the Ori developer, Moon Studios, and this looks like a whole lot of fun. Diablo style ARPG.
Yep.
And we're really hoping that this is multiplayer.
Oh right. Yeah.
This is one that if it's multiplayer, you and I at least are going to put some time in on this.
Yeah, and the fact that it's going to have an early access period in PC next year probably means that there is going to be a co-op or multiplayer element to it.
Yeah,
it looks great, gorgeous.
This will be out next year as well.
Yeah, probably towards the end of the year for the full release.
Right, for the full release, the console release and stuff. Yeah.
There's that game Exodus that looks like, I mean, if you showed me this trailer and you're like, who do you think made this game? I'd say ex-BioWare developers.
Then you would have been correct.
Yeah, it looks like ex-BioWare developers doing a new sci-fi RPG. I will certainly check it out. Will it be Callisto Protocol? Maybe. But could be good.
Maybe it's a Dead Space remake. Who knows?
Kimuri, this game. Okay, this was the lady.
Oh yeah,
she is delightful, man.
She's great. But this trailer felt like
a funding
proof
pitch.
Of concept. Yeah exactly. Yeah,
it
dude.
Felt
yeah.
like they were like, let's show off the early concept, see if we can get some additional funding. You know, I will be watching this very closely.
Great. Yeah, it looks... The ideas they have are cool. Can they deliver?
Right. We'll
probably find out in 4 years.
Yeah, yeah. And then we knew for a while the Behavior and Supermassive We're teaming up for a game set in the Dead by Daylight universe.
Mm-hmm.
Supermassive, that's who does like the Dark Pictures games and The Quarry and Until Dawn.
Man of Medan.
Yeah. Yep.
Stuff like that.
And this one is called The Casting of Frank Stone, and it looks like a Supermassive game. So if you've played any of those, that's the type of game it is. Except this one seemingly seems like it's going to be introducing a new killer
for Dead by killer Day. Origin story, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And I'm not sure if we're going to be playing as the killer or if we're going to be playing as his victims, or right. You know, because it could be interesting in those super massive games. Have they ever done where you play as like the bad guy?
I don't really think I've ever seen that. No,
because that could be kind of a cool little twist for a game like that.
It,
you know?
Certainly could. I mean, and it would definitely get my attention.
Mm-hmm, same.
This is probably a day one purchase for me. I like super massive games, and it's being tied to Dead by Daylight. I got to check it out.
Yeah, me, you know, too, man. That's going to be cool.
That killer's going to be showing up in Dead by Daylight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I want the lore. I haven't played a Supermassive game since Until Dawn, and that game was good.
That game is good.
Good.
Yeah.
It's legit good.
It being tied to, you know, a universe that I already like and a property I already like. Like, maybe Supermassive and Behavior can do a little trading of industry secrets, and next thing we know, we see Supermassive doing, like, a Hellraiser game or a Nightmare on Elm Street game or something.
Yes. Oh, man, I like that. Yeah, if they could get into the licensed game.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, you just blew my mind grapes.
Now, Steve, this next game we're going to talk about, I'll be 100% honest with you. I'm surprised we are still on this terrestrial earth breathing air, because there's a certain dude named Josh who I'm really fucking surprised that his dick root didn't fucking split the earth in two when it was announced. And that is Jurassic Park Survival. It's coming from Saber Interactive, and it is a basically it's Alien Isolation and Jurassic Park, which I think is the perfect type of Jurassic Park game to do.
Yeah, if that is indeed what this is,
I'm down.
I am very excited for this. I think it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, I do too. Like, I'm honestly surprised that more games didn't take influence from Alien Isolation, you know?
Right. Yeah, everybody who plays that game loves it. Big fans of it. You know, they bust it out every Halloween or whatever.
Especially if you're a big fan of, like, you know, the Alien franchise. Like, so I'm excited to see them doing that with Jurassic Park. To me, Jurassic Park, like, you got a couple of options for games based in that universe I'd want to see or want to play. A park management game, which I know they have, like, you know, cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah, but for a dinosaur park. Yeah. And then this. Like, those are, like, the two perfect genres for that franchise.
The only other thing I would say is, like, Dino Crisis. But, you know,
if there was going to be a survival horror game in that vein, I'd rather them just either start doing new Dino Crisis games or remake the first one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, Capcom's going to run out of Resident Evils to remake.
Oh my God, dude. If they remake the first Dino Crisis as the first game after they're done with Resident Evil remakes, I will lose my shit.
Yeah, I'll poo poo. I'll poo poo real hard. Now, this one legitimately surprised me and legitimately got me hyped. Fucking Square Enix comes out and it's like, hey, we're doing a fourth entry in the Mana series, for God's sake. Visions of Mana.
We were trying to figure out what this was at first.
Yep, and I was the first one to land on it because...
I said, is this Dragon Quest? And you said, no, it's not Dragon Quest. We watched for a few more minutes. You're like, oh my God, is this another Secret of Mana?
Mm-hmm.
And immediately, like, you could tell, like, as soon as you said that, like, it kind of pulled back the camera shot. Like,
showed the big tree and shit.
Big tree. Yeah. Oh, man, you nailed it. Yeah.
You know, this is interesting because Secret of Mana was more of obviously now it's held in higher regard, but I remember at the time Secret of Mana was a weird game to be playing in a weird genre, right? Like, you're already weird enough if you were playing Final Fantasy and Chrono Trigger on
right.
SNES, but then you're going Secret of Mana. And then there was the third game, Trials of Mana, that was never brought over to the United States until recently, right? That third game got a remake that looks very similar in graphical style to this game, and they finally released it over here. I'm assuming that game must have sold well enough where they were like, let's keep doing it.
Let's keep it rolling. Yeah.
Where's the Chrono franchise, Square?
Also, good. We're hoping for good news as far as multiplayer goes. I mean, that series traditionally has multiplayer, mm-hmm. so.
If this one does, be prepared to be annoyed with me how much I want to ask you to play this game.
Oh, we'll do it. We're going to do all these. Do it.
And then a game that we've seen a lot. And it looks awesome every time, but come on, guys, give us a release date. Hellblade: Senua's Saga, the sequel to Senua's Sacrifice.
Yeah, I am hyped for this game. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's going to be awesome, but it's also like starting to reach, like, I'm tired of hearing about it.
Almost like, parody levels. How many times we've seen it without it?
Let's get this game out.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me anymore until you have a solid release date.
And like,
how about that?
And in a nice gameplay trailer. You know what I mean? Show me a good chunk of the game. Give me a release date. Then we're stoked. Then I'm stoked. You know?
Yeah.
It looks great.
I think this game is going to be awesome. I think it looks great. The musical performance that they did with it was really cool. Those people were in these crazy outfits.
Yeah, man. The musical performances at the Game Awards this year were on point.
They were really good.
That one was cool. The fucking Final Fantasy one gave me goosebumps because it was
the
new.
Alan Wake one was.
And then the Alan Wake. Sam Lake looked like. I know, dude. Like, I want to have a night like that in my life. Mm-hmm. Won a bunch of rewards. Got to get up on stage and put on the pinnacle of like high school talent shows, you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
And was just smiling ear
cheesing.
To ear.
Yeah.
Cheesing,
oh, man.
Bro.
He was having a great time. I was happy for him. And
me
I like
too.
Sam Lake, like
me too.
Industry veteran. They've been making good games since I can remember pretty much, you know, good to see him still get recognized.
Black Myth Wukong has a release date of August 20th, 2024 next year. This is a game. Another one we've seen a whole lot of.
Yeah, man. This game looks fucking dope as shit. Like
still
this
does.
looks like Soulsy. I think Jeff, our friend Jeff, is kind of familiar with the story of that.
Yeah, because it's Journey to the West. Mm-hmm. A lot of media has been adapted from Journey to the West, including Dragon Ball.
Mm, okay, so should be a fun game. The graphics look amazing.
That might be a Souls-like, not made by From, where I'm like, well, hold on. Maybe we got to give this one a try. Mm-hmm. Outlast Trials. Now,
this looks like fun. I'm going to be honest.
I know, man. When I first watched it, I was like, I don't know about this. And then they showed people playing it and getting jump scared and screaming. And I was like, well, hold up. Maybe
seems
we
like
do
it
this on stream.
It seems like a perfect streaming game for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We all turn out the lights and stream it with you. Yeah, that'd be fun, man.
Last Sentinel, I don't even...
and we're skipping some stuff. We can't talk about everything that they
announced.
Well, I mean,
they
announced
to be honest,
so many things. You
yeah,
know?
To be honest, like, A Brother's A Tale of Two Sons is getting a remake already? Okay.
Yeah, it's not that old of a game.
Yeah,
we talked about it being an old mobile game, and that's why, but still... Zenless Zone Zero. I'd like to talk about this one. This one looks cool.
A new HoYoverse. I think this podcast has the potential to turn into a HoYoverse.
It sure does. I think we're... I'm like a step away from jumping off that HoYoverse cliff. And
look what they're showing in the... just in the fucking thumbnail for the trailer. Sheesh!
As much of an anime boy as I am, and
I know,
haven't played like these are like the anime games to
and
play.
And we can play Genshin together. I don't know if we can play this one together, but if we can, we will.
We better be able to play that one together. It looks really awesome.
Yeah.
Super fun.
Space Marine 2. This is, man, it's so weird how just out of nowhere, finally, they put Darktide on Game Pass, and we're like, let's play Darktide. And then Steve and I get that fucking somewhere on the spectrum super interest in Darktide. And like, now
whatever,
I'm You know what I mean? We're playing Darktide. I downloaded Rogue Trader. I'm fucking around with it. Space Marine 2 is coming. Like, it's all coming up Millhouse for Warhammer 40K as I'm getting super obsessed with it.
Look, man, it has inspired me to, like, I've almost got everything I need to start painting miniatures now.
Fuck yeah.
I might start this week. I might prime some miniatures and try. Like, I've got so many to just practice on before I get onto, like, the expensive Warhammer stuff. So.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. And I'm really excited about Space Marine 2.
Yeah, me too. That's one of those things where I kind of want to go back and play that first one.
Only available on PC, so.
Yeah. Guilty Gear added some serious... that was another one of the... I was like, you guys want to play some Guilty Gear after this?
We all just use Elfelto Valentine.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Who's the new character, and yeah, she looks totally awesome.
This game, the first Berserker Kazan, looks cool. Just call it the first Berserker.
Yeah, this was one of the dumb names we had.
What is this? Harmonium? That one looked all right. That
Windblown. I missed this trailer where I was outside and you guys were gushing over it. But when you said it was Motion Twin doing it, I got it really excited because I love Dead Cells.
And this one is co-op.
Fuck yeah.
So that looks pretty cool. Bro, do you remember World of Goo 2? We're watching it and I'm like, what is this game? And Jeff, out of nowhere...
just nails it. He's like, oh, this is World of Goo 2.
Are they doing a sequel to World of Goo? And I was like, I guess. Another anime game, Ark Knights. It's a tower defense game. We'll see.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad. Oof. You know what's fucked up, Steve, is they don't have... what was the game from...
Metaphor?
Yes, the game of the show for me, for the me review, was Metaphor. So Atlas, the developer who does Persona, you know, they had a trailer for the Persona 3 remake that's coming.
You know why? Because that was the final reveal of the pre-show, so it technically wasn't in
those sons of bitches
the Game Awards. Yeah. That's why it wasn't in that website. But yeah, you're right. This was something you and I were losing our fucking shit over. It's Persona, but it's a fantasy RPG.
And very serious.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, it's not lighthearted like the Persona stuff. And, you know, I don't know, maybe you are going to like medieval school in this. I don't know.
I mean,
I hope not, kind of, but you know,
I like, God bless Atlas and Sega and, you know, the team that does Dragon Quest and shit for giving us turn-based RPGs still. And like, those Persona games are awesome, and I'm very excited to see them put a different that formula, man.
I completely, because I'm excited about Persona 3.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be the RPG I get in January. That's going to be the one that I put my time into, I've decided. There's so many choices, you know, and it looks like I'm probably going to have to wait for Shadows of the Erdtree, which is probably good.
Right. Odds of RPG at the beginning of next year.
But Metaphor, we don't know when that's coming out.
Fall 2024.
Okay, so we don't have that long to wait.
No. And yeah, man, I was just so stoked on it just because it's a different vibe, it's a different setting. I like them doing that in a more classic sense, like a classic fantasy JRPG sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, as good as their games are, I don't always want to do like a high school simulator. You know what I mean?
No.
I'd like to do like more of a traditional RPG story.
Uh-huh.
Slay the monsters, save the townspeople, kill the bad villain, which you do in Persona, but I want it more in like, you know, I want to fight some dragons and
and just, you know, once again, that same production value and writing, but in a more traditional anime fantasy setting. I'm all about that because, you know, we did get that with Final Fantasy 16, you know, a little bit.
Right.
More so than previous games, you know, more modern previous Final Fantasy games. But yeah, I can't wait for that game. I'm stupid excited for it. That was the first game of the night where I was like, please announce this is out now.
Man. Yeah, but you know, that feels so perfect where it is right now to me. Like, it sucks not out right this second, but in a month, we're going to be
inundated
up to our necks in JRPGs. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's ridiculous. So 2024 is plenty of time for us to get through some of these, you know, like Persona 3 and Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth. And do you want to talk about that Final Fantasy VII Rebirth performance a little bit?
I thought it was cool. Like, you know, it just showed some more stuff from Rebirth. We didn't necessarily see anything too crazy. Although, in the footage that they showed, there was a very iconic, crazy moment from the end of the second act in Final Fantasy VII. So they know what they're doing. They're like, did you see that little clip we just showed?
So your recall questions of that story is always impressive to me.
Well, it's because I fucking have played it too many times, Steve.
Still, it's such a dense story.
It is. And I so many questions about how they're going to handle that moment. And we did get our first look at Cid. From
that's
Final
right,
Fantasy
and
7.
Oh man, people are already drooling over
yeah,
this.
Man, good, good, good.
That's their new thing. If you can't be Cid unless you're totally sexy,
I guess
Final
so.
No, because Cid at 16 was,
jeez,
he was all right.
He was pretty all right.
Yeah, I mean, you could see his, well, spoilers, but you could see him. That one thing that happened to him kind of coming a bit, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You could definitely see that coming. Yeah, you know, what was the big reveal at the end of last year, Steve? I can't even remember, because when I think of the end of the 2022 Game Awards, I think Elden Ring winning Game of the Year. And
that kid being on stage at the end.
So, you know, I remember they announced the release date for 16. There was the Armored Core trailer, Hades 2, Judas, Death Stranding. Idris Elba, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Diablo 4. Ooh, that Diablo 4 trailer at the Game Awards last year was bananas. Street Fighter 6 got a release date.
Speaking of Diablo 4, did they get nominated for anything? They got nominated for one thing, maybe?
One or two, yeah. Yeah.
It's tough.
Tough year, man.
Tough year for some of those big franchises, you know? Like
and
Starfield.
I won't lie. Nominated
for one. And I'm glad I mentioned that because Starfield had a really weird... They showed a really weird Starfield commercial during that, where it was a bunch of Starfield footage, and then it was like, thanks, other developers. It was kind of bizarre.
Well, I'll give this to them. I thought it was classy, at least, where they were like, hey, guys, like, what an amazing year in games. You know, fucking congrats to everybody else, even though they didn't get a ton of nominations. That is... To me, it is the Game Awards version of how back in the day, like if George Lucas overtook Jaws as the highest grossing movie ever, he'd take out an ad, or Steven Spielberg would take out an ad in Variety and be like, congrats, and you know, stuff
right,
like that.
Right.
And they would go back and forth. They did it with James Cameron. They did it with Marvel. They've done it a lot over the years.
I get that. I just thought it was weird for them to run, like, where this show was, like, so jam-packed with stuff that they had to boot these people off stage.
They showed a three-minute Starfield trailer that was just footage.
The game's
of them
already
being like,
out. It was just a little weird. That's all.
Honestly, I kind of thought maybe it was going to be an announcement for their first DLC, right?
Which I was like, there's no way, right? Like, it just felt like too soon for that. I mean, like, if they had done that, that would have surprised me for sure, but that would have been cool at least.
But yeah, you know, this was definitely a year where
Oh, you know what it was last year? Didn't they give the release date for Spider-Man 2 at the Game Awards?
No.
I feel like they... Oh, that was Summer Games Fest.
That was Summer Games Fest.
That's where that was. Yep. That's right. That's right. Sorry. Okay. That was also a Jeff Keighley event.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. That man fucking lives in the shadows. Comes out under the blood moon. I'll say, my favorite fucking meme of the, because there, of course there is one, is Ben Starr from Final Fantasy.
Oh, yeah, the blinding light in his face.
During the guy from, oh my God, bro.
The From Software one is so perfect. That is so fucking perfect with the Bandai Namco.
That's so funny. That is so funny.
That I'm is like, so perfect.
It made me feel bad because, you know, I think that dude did a great job as Clive.
He sure did, yeah.
Joshua, he is down to meme on himself online and have fun. But once again, you're up against the Titan that is Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah, he ran into it. And that guy specifically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, Steve. They put him in the picture of Joel carrying his daughter in the opening.
When the FBI guy shines his light on him.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what about Christopher Judge?
I loved
coming
it.
Back out. So he comes back out. There, of course, all the drama from last year because he had like the 9-minute speech. And he comes out there and does like a shortish speech. But at one point, like just out of nowhere, like just.
He goes, my speech last year was longer than this year's Call of Duty campaign. Got him. I love that dude.
So did I, man.
The AI, the Christopher Judge AI became sentient and went rogue.
That AI doesn't give a fuck.
Nah, man.
That man doesn't give a fuck.
It was the joke of the night. It was way funnier than anything Jeff Keighley did.
Oh, yeah.
And listen, I love the Muppets, but that fucking segment with Jeff Keighley and Gonzo was painful.
It's cringe, yeah.
And it wasn't Gonzo's fault.
Nope.
You know what I mean? Gonzo is perfect. He's the perfect boy.
Yep.
It was not Gonzo's fault.
Mm-mm.
But lots of stuff to be excited about. Stuff that I thought we would see that we didn't see, and then stuff I had no idea we would see that I'm all of a sudden super excited about and can't wait for it. That's to me, you know, it would have been one thing to go in there and with the exception of Shadow of the Erdtree, because I would have been very excited about that. But, you know, to see Dishonored 3 or, any
more
number.
More Judas.
Anything that we thought we were going to see. And, of course, they would have been exciting and I would have been hyped. But it's those things you don't expect that I always like at events like this.
Agreed.
Somehow a game called Metaphor is one of my most anticipated games of next year already from one trailer.
Yeah, and I truly believe that next year we're in for a very special year as well. I think in terms of the amount of RPGs we're getting next year,
it's going to
potentially just the all-time year for RPGs.
Yeah,
you and I will have to go back and look in like the 90s around like the Super Nintendo days to see if anything might could compare to this. But
or early PlayStation games.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous what we're getting next year. So.
I love that Square Enix is going back to the Mana franchise, but for real, guys, we can keep doing. You guys can do that again. There could be a third Chrono game any day now. People would flip.
I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't do it. Chrono Trigger remake. Oh man.
I mean, not even, you know, just continuing it on the third game in the series, although a remake. If they did a remake with that sort of Visions of Mana, Trials of Mana art style, sick.
Do you think we would hear pop us from here, like when they announced Chrono Trigger?
Oh, God. Pop us's dick root and fucking Josh Hargis's dick root would be like competing to split the earth in twain.
Halsey, wake up, Halsey. They announced a new Chrono game and I wasn't awake. I was taking care of the baby, Halsey.
I'll be like, I know, buddy. Yeah,
we need
man.
To have him back on.
Yeah, I was just he texts me sometimes when he's listening to the show. He's like, you got to have me on to talk about strategy games. I'm like, our strategy guides, definitely, buddy. Yeah, we need to have a what does Mike want to talk about sometime soon, I think. Just a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that was a fun Game Awards. Another fun stream, you know? Like, it was my favorite stream the year before. It was my favorite stream this year, probably.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think we've had some pretty killer streams on the Twitch channel this year. Hard to beat that Game Awards because of the excitement in the air and, like, you know, it's
getting all the guys in the room, you
yeah,
know,
man.
Like everybody's there just to watch something. We're not playing anything competitive. We're just there to watch and have fun. Randy is a trip to hang out with. He's so funny.
Bro, like, and then last year he called it early with the, there's a storm coming meme. And I was like, damn, that was really good, Randy. You called
we had a couple
shit.
Of those this year. There and was then, one game in particular that starts with a storm.
Just out of nowhere, bro. Just out of nowhere, no storms are coming, and then that one, a storm is coming.
It's pop up out of nowhere, I guess.
Yeah, and then, immediately getting on the 2025 meme this year. I mean, my that's goodness. What that dude is, that's a galaxy brain dude right there. All right, buddy. Well, did we miss anything?
I don't think so. I think we hit most of the things. There might have been one or two things maybe, but I think that by and large we hit the big stuff.
I think so too. I think we hit the big stuff. So I guess we'll end it there. Leave us a review. Go to myweirdfoot.com for all your high potion needs. Leave us a review, you know, all that good stuff. Fucking, I don't know, man. We'll see you next week.
Bye.